Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An accelerator program for business entrepreneurs in the area is about to get underway. It's a new phase for the program coordinated by Louisiana Tech University. Here to share on the project is Kathy Wyatt, Director of the Technology Business Development Center at Louisiana Tech. Thank you for being here, and tell us about the initial accelerator program that began last year.
Well, the accelerator is just a new initiative that we've introduced at Louisiana Tech in conjunction with Winrock International that helps entrepreneurs really focus on the things that they need to do to prepare for starting and launching a businesses. Oftentimes, people focus on thinking of startup ventures as just being smaller versions of large corporations, but they're really not. They are in more of an information-seeking mode, trying to identify what the resources are they need to bring together in order to help their enterprise be successful, and what they need to do to really develop a good product or service that's going to meet their customer needs. And those are the kinds of things that we focus on in the accelerator.
What is taking place with this new round of activities?
Well, we are basically going to follow pretty much the same model that we did last year because it was very successful. Yes, we had a pilot program last year, and we developed a format that worked incredibly well, so we've just made a few minor tweaks but not changed a lot. But essentially what happens is that individuals who are accepted to participate into the accelerator come together about every other week. The schedule starts in the middle of January and runs through the end of March. And what they do is they come together. The entrepreneurs talk a little bit about the progress that they've made in developing their business concept over the last couple of weeks. We have a topic or a focus that we're discussing that evening. It may be customer segments one night. It could be the business model another, perhaps budget on the other evenings. But in part of the discussion, we bring in experienced individuals, successful executives that are operating businesses in our region already, to basically give these entrepreneurs feedback on what they hear them doing in their businesses and what they wish someone had told them when they were trying to get their endeavor started. And we found that having these experienced individuals participate and really get engaged in the life of these startups has been just incredibly beneficial to the individuals participating in the program.
We talk about this being successful for the region and that it's something that you want to see a product grow and expand, something that really reaches out more than just a local product per se.
That's correct. The accelerator initiative is actually free of cost to the participants, but we do have two criteria for participation, one of which is that we are focusing on the types of business enterprises that have the ability to attract an audience or a market beyond just the local geographic area. We would hope to see individuals participate in this program who have the ability to sell their products and services beyond Ouachita Parish in North Louisiana. And most businesses can find a way to do that with just a little bit of creative thought about how they can really expand their market opportunities. The other thing that we're looking for is people who have a vision for their business to grow beyond just employing themselves. Although solo entrepreneurs contribute a significant amount to our economy and to just our overall quality of life, our focus in this program is on businesses with a sort of growth trajectory.
And one of the things I think a note, not only new products from a new entrepreneur, new business, but also existing businesses.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Could put the time towards something like this.
Yeah, one of the things that we've done with this program that's a little bit different from most kind of new venture type initiatives is that we are not only allowing, but we are specifically targeting existing businesses that have the idea about introducing a new product or service or perhaps just a new location that they're looking to roll out. Because oftentimes you have a successful entrepreneur who's doing a great job, but they're so busy working in their business that they have a really hard time working on opportunities. And by participating in this program, they basically set aside a few hours every week that they're going to be focused on pursuing their new venture opportunity. And not only will they be having the time to do that, but they'll be doing it in a supportive environment. They'll be doing it with feedback with individuals that are like a peer group, as well as those more seasoned and experienced entrepreneurs that'll be giving them some feedback too.
So that's really going to be one of the benefits is having that support, service support in connection with this program to be able to help launch and expand that product.
That's right. That's one of the things that I think our participants have enjoyed most of all. It does include an educational component. We introduce new business concepts and subjects so that people can be expanding their knowledge about how to start and run businesses. But they find that being able to have that group of individuals around them that's helping them do the things that are necessary to get this enterprise in the position to be launched has been most helpful. They have the value of the peer group they're interacting with. They have the value of those successful executives that are giving feedback. We also have the ability to connect them with professional business service providers, coaches, mentors, individuals that just really help them access the resources and the information and the advice and assistance that can help them get this endeavor underway.
What kind of results did we see through the pilot program?
The pilot had some really, everyone who participated ended up considering their participation a success. Some specific examples are that we had one existing business that was looking to launch into or add some new product lines, and we were able to work with them and help them get the loan that they needed in order to be able to do that. They ended up with a little over $1 million loan in order to finance their expansion. We have some individuals that needed some venture capital, and because of some of the connections that they made through the accelerator, they were able to pitch their idea to an investor group and they were able to attain that venture investment that they needed to get a little better prototype of their product made. We had one individual who created a new project and basically needed only a line of credit in order to get launched, and he introduced his product on Black Friday and had a really phenomenal Christmas season.
There are some upcoming open sessions. To find out more, what's going to be taking place?
Tomorrow night, Tuesday, January 7th, and Thursday, January the 9th, we'll be doing sessions where we basically provide people just more information about the accelerator, how it works, what are the benefits to participate, what individuals can do in order to be eligible for enrolling in the program. The Tuesday night session will be at Louisiana Tech in University Hall. Our Thursday night session will be here in Monroe at Louisiana Delta Community College. Both of those start at 6:30 p.m. And folks who are interested in finding more information can either give me a call at 318-257-3537, or they're always welcome to send an email to tbdc@latech.edu.
Kathy White is Director at the Technology Business Development Center at Louisiana Tech. Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bob.